Today, someone might drive through Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. During the Civil War, this group instead brought the coffee to you. The story of a cup of coffee and much more is this edition of the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodit Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
The U.S. Christian Commission grew from the spiritual needs of Civil War soldiers. John Wega established a museum to share their story.
They called it the greatest work of church extension in the times. In a period of 2 weeks, I read, where 123 chapels were built, and these were filled to be 1,000, 2,000 men at one time.
The commission served both sides in the war. John's museum is here in Gettysburg, and he certainly has many stories from the battle here.
Here at Gettysburg is a good example where you have more wounded Southerners left on these fields, which to them is like a foreign country. And a great statement of a South Carolina colonel that I think really sums it up. He said this, he said, as he was being treated by the commission, he said, "I cannot understand you people. First you fight us like devils, but now you're serving us like angels."
People from across the nation sent money and supplies to support the work of the commission. They were certainly known for their spiritual work, but they also became known for an invention that brewed hot drinks.
The Christian Commission, serving the practical needs, they built and invented what they called the coffee wagon. It was built on a cannon caisson for the most part. Instead of an artillery piece on the back, it had three 14-gallon boilers. They would tinder a wood fire, and they said we could boil 108 gallons of coffee, tea, or cocoa in 1 hour, and it traveled on the march with the troops.
It was the coffee wagon and faith that John says helped bind some of the wounds in the hours immediately following the surrender at Appomattox.
And it said that one of the first acts of reconciliation between those northern and southern soldiers was having coffee at the U.S. Christian Commission coffee wagon.
John says it was a fitting place for sides to come together. Uniting in faith and sharing a cup of coffee served by the commission had ministered to both sides' needs during the conflict. John's museum hosts many visitors each year and shares the story of the commission's work. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.